Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the FinTech Scaling Show. I'm Richard Doherty, your host, and also the founder and CEO of ScaleUp Consulting and the author of Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Today, very excited to welcome back our good friend, actually. We've been chatting over the last few weeks about a potential sequel to our first podcast, David. David is the founder of Deal Rocket, and he's also the founder and president of C-Suite Advantage. So really happy to welcome David back to the show today to dig into some detail in and around the new financial ecosystem. So welcome, David.
Richard, thank you. It's great to be here. And I appreciate all the efforts that you do educating your audience. And just as a little aside to how we got together, Richard, one day I got this reach out from Richard Doherty. So I connected and found out that he had connected all the dots and said, I want to learn more. Let's talk. So Richard actually has he's gone on all our platforms and has demonstrated on Deal Rocket and Startup Rocket. And it's been just a great ride. And Richard's ability to connect the dots and to offer this audience fantastic solutions is a real tribute to you, Richard. Thank you for having me again. And anytime you want me back, I'll be happy to appear.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, David. And I think that's a point remark there, because right now in finance and the financial services, it is a time for the big guys and the small guys to actually be able to connect the dots, right? And why do I say that? You know, recently, you know, none other than JP Morgan Chase listed fintech as an enormous competitive threat to the banks. Fintechs such as Revolut, Stripe, Robinhood, PayPal have seen tremendous growth and success in recent years. And that has fueled the IP market across the spectrum, with companies in insurtech, consumer tech, card networks, remittance, point of service, POS, and online payments all making the leap. Fintech's ability to connect the dots, i.e. merge social media, use data smartly, and integrate with other platforms, is rapidly helping them to grab a significant market share. And I think right now we can say the big guy has definitely taken notice of the little guy, David. And as David says, it's fundamental not only to corporates and startups and scale-ups to connect the dots, but also the leaders with inside these organizations and companies. So here to talk about that and the new financial ecosystem is David. And let's jump right into it, David. Let's start off with what your thoughts are around, maybe as a consumer, as someone that has worked in financial services as well, what is the actual business of a bank today? It seems to be changing, but what is it, what in your view?
Richard, it's a great question and definitely reflective and probably could last for days. But in a nutshell, the banks need to realize that we are really in uncertain times. And so stop with the mindset that we're in the banking business. You're in the customer experience business. You're in the solutions business. You need to find an audience, that new generation of lucrative customers. You need to expand in technology. It's called bandwidth, but you need to expand your reach. You need to get that younger, wider audience. So how do you do that? You need to learn how to include them. But some of the small guys may say, we're just banks. The big guy's going to say, you know, we're so big. How do we do that? Well, one of the ways for the big guy is through big guy, little guy collaboration that we call it. And that's where the big guy, if you check with McKinsey and Accenture and all that, they tell you what the big guy is missing today is the innovation. There's a huge innovation gap at these firms and these companies. And what does the little guy offer? Innovation. In our case, we offer it in so many different ways and check all the boxes that these people need. But realistically, we don't have the scale ourselves or the reach or even to be included. So it's going to really take a major leap from CEOs and the major C-suite people at these big companies to take an interest. Get curious. This is where your future is. And this is how you can invite your ecosystem and invite your customers and invite your providers, and invite your prospects, invite your referral sources and get them onto a platform like ours, because this is the way it's going to be. And for the little guy, think about this for a second. How can you do it? Well, there's many ways to pool talents, but you've got to think offline also. I know you feel like your banks and your financial institution, you're so highly regulated, but where is the one place where Jamie Dimon said in his recent is that we are being faced by non-financial institution, non-banks that are competing against us. So why don't you go offline and do it a different way? This is where platforms like ours come in. And we also have new ideas. But also, you need to include that younger generation, that new generation of lucrative customer. That's, Richard, I would say where your focus has to be. And then how do you find the tools to move it forward so you can take it from there? And that's where the great collaboration comes, because we don't have a license on brains and they don't have a license on reach. And that is one of the beauties of what we offer each other.
I love what you're saying. And here's the thing. I mean, I guess in the, you know, back in the days, you look at the larger corporates, banks, what were their jobs? It's basically you put your money in there, we go and you save your money. There's, you know, you can go to take a mortgage out, maybe go talk to your banker or your personal banker. They say yes or no, you can take a mortgage or a loan out or a student loan out. And let's be honest now. I mean, those services, yes, they exist, and yes, they're important still to today, but things have moved on. Just as you were saying, there needs to be, you know, the consumer has moved on. We need more. We need to understand a bit more about what's happening out there in the financial world, in the world in general. So, you know, why can't I go down to a high street bank and get some know-how on how to trade crypto if I want to? I'm a customer with these folks, so why aren't they offering that to me? Why can't I get an understanding of how all my subscriptions are managed in my personal bank? I have lots of subscriptions that are, maybe it's only £10 or £20 a month that's coming on my bank, or maybe it's £5 on a Netflix. But, you know, how can I manage my subscriptions on a day-in, day-out basis, week-in, week-out basis? And all of these little things that are popping up, for me, one thing comes to mind. How can I collaborate? How can this ecosystem pull together to give me the know-how that allows me to make the right financial decisions, whether it's shutting a subscription or whether it's going to, you know, trade crypto? Why shouldn't I be allowed to go to my bank that to get better know-how and get better information that allows me to make better financial decisions in an innovative way?
Long and short answer is focus. Who's your customer? Yep. Who do you want to go after? What are the issues these customers are facing? I think sometimes people conflate when they use the word consumers, because you know, business owners are also consumers. They do buy products, and sometimes they can give you a twofer. One is from the business side as well as from the personal side. Mm-hmm. So, and secondly, I just like to bring to your attention, the company, the business that understands they're in an customer experience business, in the solutions business, that are going to be more inclusive. They're going to give this new group of that next generation a lucrative customer. What do they want? They want access and they want opportunity. And what do they really like? They love small business. They love startups. Startups are booming. They want to get involved in startups. and they're not able to do so. They want to be able to invest. Why should it be so hard? Why am I precluded? This is part of the thing that also you should understand what people have learned. So if you do this, you will be the biggest winner of them all. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things when we developed our platform was to start to take these. How do you become their first call? How do you become their primary resource? Mm-hmm. How do you become not just the bank? You want a major seat at the table. And guess what? They want a seat at the table too. And, you know, people in the financial service industry should not be so quick to poo-poo what's going on out there today. You know, you see these meme stocks, AMC, for example, and people laughed at them and said, you know, it's not fundamentally sound to do so. It's not about the fundamentals. It's about having control. It's about taking down the bad guy. You see the hedge funds, and who's the most loyal? And guess what? That CEO for AMC realized in a hurry what business he was in. He was in the stakeholder business, and he learned how to very quickly pivot to attract this customer base, to include them in decision makings. Even when he decided to sell $30 million of stock, he told them and asked them for approval, and they thought it was fine. But when he went to get like a third, whatever extra raise it was, I don't know, the shareholders told him via Twitter, Elon Musk, Twitter, that don't do it. And guess what? He pulled the offering because he was listening. So you may laugh at that, but these are unique combinations where 60-year-olds and 20 to 40-somethings are connecting in unprecedented ways. Yeah. And if you want to take the dinosaur look at things and poo-poo it, well, you know what? It's just what McKinsey said. 60% of the banks, when times get tough, are going to fail because they don't have a better way. And what we offer and others offer, but particularly us, for banks, where you can get in the game, that digital transformation, that scaling, and they take that new customer and go after them because, believe me, they're loyal. They want someone who gets them in the game, that gives them that access and opportunity. And if you go down the line, whether you're on your next act, it could be someone who's 50, 60, who is not ready to retire, that wants to move on, to people who are, for the first time, have the opportunity since the pandemic to scale up, to think about big ideas. And if you're the one that can help them get there, is that what banks are for? Just think, you might be able to reuse your real estate. And I have a whole other things for smaller banks too that could be done. They're not being done today and they're easy to do. But think of yourself as non-banks. How would you compete against yourself? What would you do? What would you offer? Start thinking about your customer you want to target. And you know, Richard, I'm happy to talk to any of them, and I'm sure you are too. So, you know, this is such an important issue to me to get more people in the game. Get them off the sidelines and in the game. And if you're the one who can do that, you're going to be the biggest winner of them all.
I like what we're saying here, because, you know, why should people be excluded? And how do we connect the dots to empower each individual, whether they're small or large, to actually make a positive impact, not only on themselves, but also on the financial ecosystem, and also on society in general? Because here's the thing, I mean, you know, you mentioned at the top of the show, I was able to connect the dots, you know, looking at, you know, finding you, looking at the platform, which is a great platform, and then being able to have this conversation we're having today. But how was I able to do that? You know, I didn't sit in my office and go, I'm a CEO, I think X, Y, and Z. I went out there and I actually put the rubber to the ground, as they say, right? I went out, I searched through LinkedIn. I did my research, my background discovery. We had an initial conversation. There's a lot of different things that take to have a conversation like we're having today. But the same thing happens in financial services, right? Ultimately, I'm customer profiling. I'm looking for the right person to talk to connect with, in order to have a fruitful conversation, and maybe that will lead towards somewhere. The worst thing, we produce great content, we impact someone's life, wherever that is, right? And things move on, right? So in financial services, is exactly the same. Why must we exclude certain parts of society from, let's put it in inverted commas, the deal? Let's open the floodgates and get as many people who want to get involved in the new financial ecosystem, get them involved, get their skills involved, get their community involved, get their ecosystems involved, and get them involved through a platform such as a DealRocker platform. Because once we start getting them involved in a platform such as a DealRocker platform, then we can in a platform start connecting the dots, right? And absolutely, that's where the power is for me.
I agree. And one of the things that there's a word that's sadly missing today. First of all, our job is to try to help you stop the noise. What most people want is, okay, stop the talking. I know what I need to do. You think Jamie Dimon told me something I don't know? Maybe I am have my head stuck in the sand and so forth like that. But you know what? Give me a solution. That's what they want. And that's one of the things that we want to be. We have a tool. It's ready to go. It's ready made. It can be branded, co-branded, white label, whatever you want it. It is unbelievable. And Richard can verify it. I can only say this now because, you know, now that we're done with it. And by the way, it was Wells Fargo who pre-pandemic gave us the nudge. I sent out this email to five of the largest financial services firms. And guess what? They got back to me. It was Thursday at 4 p.m. And I sent it out. And Friday at 9 a.m., they called back. I almost fell off my chair. But at the end, the cutting, I know we have a limit on time here, Richard, but cutting to the chase, what they said is if you want to sell the big guy, you've got to sell the big guy how they want it. They need ready-made. They need to know it can scale. They need to know it can take on their 3 million small business customers. They know it needs to be able to take on 10 to 12 million within their ecosystem, meaning their subs, their divisions, their referral partners, their prospects, their team members, whatever way they want to go. But they have to make sure it can scale. And by the way, and then how, and I said to them, how do you do that? Well, what are you recommending? They said, we want you to build out a fully viable platform ahead of time. So I said, what you're saying is most people tell you to do a minimally viable product, an MVP. And what they said, in essence, is no, we want you to build, solve our most valuable problem. Mm-hmm. And that's what our job as suppliers and solution providers to the banks and the financial institutions it is. So they can take this ready-made platform and use their cloud and expertise and whatever they do so they can take it from here. Mm-hmm. They don't need me hanging around or a thousand of me hanging around like, well, I'll say it, a bad smell. But in honesty, we want them to succeed. We want them to be able to take it and go. And that's what they're looking for today is ready-made. It's easy to tell us what to do, but give us a tool how to do it. And that's what we spent our time doing. And quite frankly, you know, it's my wife, Richard, who told me as I was banging my head probably against the wall and the umpteenth time trying to figure out certain things and what we did. And she kept me going. She said, David, and this is what I also leave to your banking customers. You don't know them out there, but there are millions of people that want you to succeed because they want to get into the game. And what Henry Ford said, you know, if I asked my customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. So seeing is believing, and that's what Wells taught me. And now that, unfortunately, you know, they've had a huge change in management and so forth like that. But you know what? That's where the big guy really helped me move forward before we even wrote a stitch of code. So back to your question, Richard, is what business are they in? What should they be trying to do? They're in the solutions business. They're in the customer experience business. And they got to think of themselves, not just as brick and mortar, but how are they going to reach these people? How do you reach people on their terms? Because once you reach people and you're trying, they're going to come back. They're going to come back and give you that loyalty that you want. And that's what it's all about, really. As we say, if you want to go to our about page at dealrocket.com, it's it.com, or on startuprocket.com, but you want to give them an experience they've never had before. And it builds a virtual cycle where everybody wins. And that's what your new customer and everybody wants, is a win-win. And inclusion, Richard, you know, you talk about that. You know, it's kind of interesting. So if I came knocking on these bank doors, would they even take my call? Right? Would they even be open to it? And what you always preach about and what we are is about curiosity, right? You got to be curious.
There we go.
You've got to have nails, tacks on your seat because you don't sit your big butt, your rear end too comfortably in a chair. You should be having a way of setting aside time and looking at new opportunities and visions. And once you attract that within your organization, it is such an amazing effect. And, you know, that's how we look at it. You know, we look at it, Richard, we're like Switzerland. But with an attitude, we want more people in the game to succeed. If you want to bring in more women, minorities, or as we joke around, and please don't take it personally, people with purple hair, or whether you want to bring in small business, or whether you want to bring that digital transformation that everybody has been preaching, that you want to bring your own people in, your own employees, your number one asset, so they can even do their job better in Rainmake. Whatever you want to do, small business, startups, big guys, bring them in.
Can this I just pitch
is
in
all
there?
What it's about.
Yeah, let me just pitch in there, David. I mean, mm-hmm. I like it. So we're talking about the tech. I mean, and the value the tech could bring to the banking world, right? Which is tremendous. And I'm wondering here, in the banking world, I mean, there's also this stigma, and it's or difficulty rather than the stigma. There's this difficulty with integrating new tech into the infrastructure, right, of the ecosystem, whether it's integration on the buy side, sell side, you know, wherever that integration is. It's generally pretty difficult, right? So a box solution doesn't generally fix the problem. So I'm just wondering, maybe for my listeners out there, when we're talking of a connected system here, we're talking of a system that can integrate seamlessly into the fabric of a, I'm just going to put it out there, of a big corporate financial institution, such as Goldman, such as UBS, such as Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, such as Wells Fargo, as you mentioned earlier, right? That once integrated, allows them to continue business as usual, but obviously start really touching the end consumer in a very, very different way. That experience is totally different. Am I correct? Or is there something else you want to add to that?
Sure. Well, I can't disagree with you, but I will to a little bit. I mean, just to move the conversation, Mark. Yeah. I think you have to change your mindset. And one of the things that we have done, we have a platform that allows banks and financials to change the narrative, allow their bankers to fundamentally change the narrative, where they could be a springboard to help others become a better version of themselves. And in turn, they will become the problem solvers, the rainmakers, and the innovation leaders that they aspire to be. So putting that jargon and all that stuff to the side is, you know, as people would say, it's a mindset change. And secondly, I'm just speaking for ourselves, we are cloud-based. You don't have to worry about integrating into our legacy systems. You know what I'm saying? It can easily be done through that. And that's one of the beautiful things. And it doesn't take much effort on the big guy or any of the paid members' part to bring in their clients and customers. And you want to get the analytics and so forth like that. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, Richard, this is what it's all about. And it's also wanting to take care of that new lucrative customer that you've got to pay attention to. Who is it going to be? You know what? If you go from Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, all around the world, Major League Baseball, if you check my latest article talking about that, how they can go yard again. You know, Saudi Arabia, less 70% of their country, as their crown prince has said, is under 30. They got to include them. It's good business for the sovereigns. They want to stay in business too, right? They want to keep ruling. So if you think about yourself, you are in the constituency game, Richard, as you talked about ecosystem, and this is where you really want to go to, is your ecosystem. You need to define it. Is it customers? Is it prospects? Is who falls, referral partners, teams, whatever it is? Or is it, do you also want to solve a bigger problem, right? This is what you got to think about. And if you're going to solve that bigger problem, what is it? Is it inclusion? Darn right. It should be including me. Like it should be including you. New ideas all the way up to people who have been left behind and or left on the sidelines, you know, like the old days of sticking your thumb out waiting for a ride. Most don't know where and how to begin. And like you said from the very beginning, what if it would be great that banks and their branches became that focal point in the community where people came back and to get involved in this new technology, to get involved in these deal teams, to bring forward. Isn't that what they're about? This is how you differentiate. This is how you rethink about reusing your assets. And man, I would love to run a bank today. Love to. I mean, they're going to say you're crazy. Love to have put them together. You think William Hockey just did Northern California Federal Bank, whatever it is, and came up with, I can't remember the platform, but you think he's sitting there thinking that there's not a better way? He's taking something offline. Silvergate, the other bank, has become some way. You know, if you want in the United States just to become like a branch of the Fed, literally, where you have to use their stable coin and really become like a whatever it is, then, you know, that's up to you. But, you know, that's not the way I see that we should do things. And if you're going to move forward, you got to hide behind the noise and say, you know what, this is my time. And if it's my time, how do I separate? And you know what? Look for platforms, because as Reid Hoffman said, there's no better way to scale and change the game than through platforms. And quite frankly, Richard, when you cut through all the noise and everything we've done, that's exactly what we've tried to do, is create a virtual cycle where everybody wins.
Yeah, I like it. And you mentioned a few important points there, but, you know, one thing, and Reid Hoffman says this often on his show, one thing that leaders have to grasp, especially I feel leaders in the financial services sector, not that they haven't grasped it, but need to consider, is their mindset, right? And making certain that they look at the landscape, the ecosystem that they're in, and take the opportunities that they can take. I mean, I look at Chase. Chase just has launched their digital offering in the UK over the last little while, and you know, in all honesty, it's gone pretty well, right? You know, a lot of people are talking about it, a lot of new sign up, etc. So they are looking at ways to reach that new consumer, as you mentioned. Yes, they are following along a path that others have already paved, but they're starting. You look at the likes of ING, their innovation lab. They are working in the startup ecosystem to identify new startups, new scale-ups that they can put into their accelerated programs. You look at Swiss Re. Swiss Re is obviously a reinsurance business, but they are jumping outside of a reinsurance and looking at a solutions product that they can offer out to their clients. So slowly but surely, I feel that certain leaders in financial services are taking the opportunity to look outside the box. But this needs to happen on an ongoing basis and with more vigor, right? Because here's the thing. I mean, you said it earlier, platforms allow you to scale. If you don't take charge of it right now, you're just going to be left in the wayside, right? And the likes of a Deal Rocket, you know, today there's Deal Rocket, tomorrow there's Deal Rocket Premium, right, in a way. And you'd rather be the person that is the Zuckerberg, in inverted commas, of the new financial ecosystem rather than the, you know, whoever else that is following the path that has always been, that has already been laid. Because that's where you're going to get what we're talking about here, the greatest uptick in new consumers, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's a great point you made about mindset change, what Chase has done. But, you know, one of the things, Richard, that I also look forward to, and when we first got going, is it faster, easier, and a better solution than anything out there? And can it become a worldwide platform? That was our real focal point. And if you look at our, you know, our vision page and our shared values and different things like that, it's very clear what we're trying to do. But more importantly, I take a look at the continent of Africa, for example. They are one solution away from a bank or a major financial institution from changing the entire game over there with a platform like ours. That's what really excites me. Yeah. What also really excites me is for someone to say, thank you, XYZ bank, financial institution, because if it wasn't for you, I could not have gotten there, right? And this is what you can put other people in a position to succeed. Yeah. And by doing so, you're putting yourself in a position to succeed. And what's only going to happen while everybody else is sitting there twiddling their thumbs? You have gone out there. What are banks not known for? And again, how do you lump banks from the size of Chase all the way down to the private local community bank? You really can't, but they're in the customer experience business. But some of these smaller guys, certainly I've got a real solution that can be done with Deal Rocket, and it's super exciting. But with the big guy, you know, okay, great. Talk about the unbanked. And I'm not disagreeing that's not important, but why don't you talk about what it takes to get people into economic solution business, right? The start business, to fund them, to get them going. Guess what? Democracies really don't fight each other, do they? You know, the world will become a way better, safer place when the business when the small business ecosystem is strong, the world is way better off. And if you can do your part of it, and some of these big guys can take this platform and go worldwide if they want and go global and do the things they need to do. You know, for the sovereigns that are trying to stay in business, same thing. I look at things like this. You know, I didn't start out, can we make the world a better place and do those type of things? I kind of poo-pooed it. What I wanted to do is try to take it from the big guy's perspective, how they can do it, all the way to the little guy. And then how do you marry them all up? And they all have the same need. So, you know, we can say what we do, Richard, but really we're in the business of taking people in business and allowing to do incredible stuff together, if you really think about it, right? Yeah. Because they're better together. And all we are is we're the tool on the platform. And I want everybody else to take it from there. We don't use their data anyway. We don't do any of those type of things that I just find abhorrent. Yes. Do I want to make money? Absolutely. We're in business for that. But we're also in business to take care of our stakeholders and to help you, meaning our customers, to take care of their stakeholders and future stakeholders down the line. And if your next generation sees what they're trying to do, they're going to join in. They move in packs and they will love you for it. And if you learn how to communicate, you're going to, this type of platform will tell your story for you. And instead of you telling your story for you and telling people how great you are, let other people do it. Because this is what platform like this speaks volumes. And whether it's private label, you know, branded or co-label, whatever it is, it's totally up to you. We just want more people. I know my own frustrations, you know, as an entrepreneur growing up. Why does it have to be so darn hard? It doesn't. And for banks, you know, I'm always amazed at the human propensity to take something simple and make it complicated. We've just uncomplicated for you. As Richard, as you'd like to say, you know, you're like the antidote for uncertainty. I thank you for that compliment. But the realistic thing is, we're just passing the baton. We've done our homework. As Steve Jobs said, you know, our job is to go ahead and go out there and don't ask our customers what they want, but observe and talk to them and then show them a finished product so they can take it from there. And let me give you an example, Richard. I don't know about you, but I didn't go to bed at night thinking I wanted an iPod or a minivan. But when I woke up and saw it, I was like, wow, 1,000 songs on your sleeve, you know, and you know, something opens a certain way. You can put your groceries in, put the kids in. Wow, it lighted it up. But I got to tell you, nobody went to Lee Iacocca or Steve Jobs and said, this is what they want. This is how you put the pieces together. And one of the beauties, what you're talking about, is there are people that can help put the pieces for you so you can execute your larger plan. And I'll put it to you, what's the risk of not doing it? The risk is your business may change in a way that's not part of the plan. And you don't have to do an $82 billion or $32 billion acquisition, do something like this. It's fractions of pennies on the dollar. And that's what the beauty of it is. And there are people, it will resonate. And that's what you want, is resonate and differentiate yourself, right? You want a differentiated customer service, a customer experience. And if you can provide that, you're going to be the biggest winner of all.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
I feel that we're crossing the chasm here in a way. And actually what we're talking about here is the power of relationships. The power of relationships through a single platform, right? Through a single platform. And banks and others in the fintech or financial services ecosystem can go it alone, right? Let's be honest, you know, everyone can go it alone. But, you know, why? Why do that? Why do that? Because you can go it alone and you might, as David was saying, you might earn a buck or two, which is great. I mean, that's your thing, right? No one's going to kick you up the arse for that. But you can build relationships and go out and put your neck out there, build relationships, create an ecosystem rather than going alone, go in a pack, create a movement that, yes, is profitable, but also has an impact on society, allows the person in Alexandra or Soweto in South Africa to access through their telephone financial services that allows them to send money to their family in Nigeria or Zimbabwe, or even just to phone their family in those locations, right?
Absolutely, so, Richard. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the power, right? It's the relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Relationships.
That are formed.
And they're digital.
Exactly.
Or even to a higher universe. So if you think about it, how are you going to reach 6 million people if that's what's in your ecosystem, or 100,000 or whatever it is? Are you going to knock on every door and try to have it? But no. With the power of electronics in removing the barriers between you and where you want to go, how powerful is that? Well, you not only can do it for yourself, but you can do it for others. And it's not for me to take the credit for this. That's not what it's about. We want our customers to get full advantage of it, because you know what? They got off their duffs. They found it, they experienced it, and they realized how it was related, and they can customize it, you know, and take it from here. And you know what? How you may want to do something, Richard, and versus, you know, somebody else, that's up to them. It's not for me. And that's one of the beauties of how people go. But what they need is a tool. They need something that's lightning fast. They need something that will connect, right? That will create a movement. And believe me, when you do something like this, people will clamor on your doors and bang down and said, I want in. Because you know what? You're paying for me to do it. You're investing in me. You're not just trying to get in my pocket all the time. First of all, you're letting me in. You're giving me the ability to get access and opportunity to find a whole climate and community of like-minded people that can save me time. And more importantly, I have no idea where to begin, where to start, how to do this, how to do that. And isn't that part of the role of the banking and financial world, is to route people and navigate them to where they want to go, to where money is the simplest, where ideas are the simplest, to where capital is the simplest. And capital is not just money. It's ideas. It's connection. You know what? You know, like people said, you're like LinkedIn on steroids. I think that's actually underselling us to a point, because, you know, we're way more than that. Connectivity today, inclusion. This is what it's all about, ideas. Yeah. And, you know, Richard, what you and I are a perfect example of this. You found me. I was smart enough to accept your invitation. I could have been never mind. And that's how we moved it forward. But just think, if you could take what you and I just did and multiply it by millions, right? Tens of millions, take it around the world, create the movement. You're part of it. Or create it in your community and create it in your, you know, region, and pool together resources. There's so many different ways how to do this. And by the way, you're not going to waste any time. And what does the new generation want, or generation of next actors want as well? You know, I have to say it, but let's get right to it. No foreplay, and let's get right to it, right? Just give me the tool, show me how to succeed, and show me what I have to do to get there, and tell me about your other services and opportunities can make it easy for me to get where I want to go. And if the bank and financial institution can't figure out that last part, how to bring it together and also have lending and, you know, capital, maybe have, you know, credit services, you know, for lines of credit for people, whatever it is, or, you know, if I want to pay by gold or a cryptocurrency or, you know, regular dollars or whatever it is, let's just take it one step at a time. And we really give you five steps in one here. And then the payment side, which you were talking about for sure, Richard, is what does each party need to satisfy a transaction, right? Correct? Yeah.
And here's the thing, right? Here's the thing, you know, the playing field has changed, right? And everyone's starting to get an understanding of that. But it reminds me of a story my grandfather once told me. A number of years ago, he passed away, a few years ago. But anyway, so he said to me, here's the thing, in business as in life, right? He had a friend that inherited a 1967 or 1968 Ferrari from his grandfather. So, you know, an old, a nice classic car. But knowing zero diddly squat about Ferraris, the grandson went out and decided, well, I'm just going to sell it. So there's a site on in the UK called buycars.com. So he put it onto a site to get the car sold. And person after person came in, not willing to pay the £10,000 asking price for a 1967 classic Ferrari. I mean, wow, okay. They were complaining. Why were they complaining? Ah, it's got high mileage. Okay, well, it was built in 1967. It doesn't have a top. Okay, well, it is a, you know, classic 1967. Yeah, it's, you know, the color's wrong. So, you know, lots of different complaints. But these complaints were from what? The wrong public, right? He had gone out and he had put this classic 1967 Ferrari on a site where the wrong people were looking at it. So he went out to his friend and he said, listen, mate, stumped. Why doesn't anyone want to buy a Ferrari? So his friend looked at him and said, well, that's a classic. You know, you need to take it to the classic expo. So that's what he did. He went down, he took it down to the classic expo, you know, a couple of weekends later. And lo and behold, you know, he sold it. He didn't sell it for 10,000. He sold it for £20 million, right?
He did okay.
And he did okay, right? But here's the thing, right?
Hell
he
yeah.
took the solution to the right platform, right? And people clamored around it. People looked at it. And people were willing to pay the right amount of value. And this is what we're talking about here today, folks. We want to bring you the solutions and get you on the right platform so you can take a look at different opportunities and decide what to do in a digital way. You are able to then connect the dots. You're able to control what you want to do. You're able to impact society, make a profit, impact the way financial services is designed in the future. And I don't know about the people out there, but, you know, that's what I want to do. You know, that's what David wants to do. And what I would say to the folk out there is if you do want to do that, then now's the time to get involved, right?
Absolutely. And you know, Richard, you know, one of the beauties about Wells that taught me is don't be afraid of people trying out your product, building this fully most valuable, you know, solution platform that we built. And it's great, you know, for that purpose. When you have several hundred thousand on that you can demonstrate and let them do it, and there's no rig game, that's what people want to know. And it's whether it's faster, easier, and it could become the standard of the future. That's what they have to be able to buy into, envision, and that's what we created. But really, Richard, what you're talking about when you talk about leveling the playing field has always been talk about the little guy giving them access and opportunity. But you know what? We're really leveling the playing field for large and small business and investor and inspire alike. So together, they are better together than apart. And they can do things that they never thought possible because they realize that when you create a virtual cycle where everybody wins, everybody has incentive to move forward with each other. And that's what I love about business and taking ideas and letting other people do more incredible things than you can even imagine, you know, possible. You know, Richard, last thing, I'm just going to read from right here, but I was looking at ING's annual report, and they claim their purpose is empowering people to stay ahead in life and in business. I feel very good that what you and I are discussing today accomplishes that. And what we have to offer both each of us together and separately, I feel with either one of our platforms, we take it to a whole new level. And that's what really excites me about business. That's what excites me about taking things next level. And that's what excites me, letting other people get to the point, you know, where they aspire to. And the big guy has aspirations too, just like the little guy. And once the little guy realizes that there is that opportunity out there that they can get that access, man, things change. Their mindset change, how they view things change, how they relate to people. Because now they have to realize they have to satisfy other constituencies out there. And you know, you can talk about politics all you want. We call it ecosystem, but you know, it's really your constituency. And you're always running for election. And right now banks are falling behind, as Jamie Dimon says. You know, you're not getting reelected. And if you want to get reelected and move ahead and start changing the dynamic instead of relying on your lobbyists and do all these other things, and think about a better way, how to include, how do you think about your next generation of customer? How do you bring them into the fold and take it from there? Again, you're going to be the biggest winner of all. And that's about changing mindsets. But it's, you know, you can talk all you want about mindsets, but until you have something that's a platform that's brought to them that they can see for themselves and take it from there, that's great. You know what? If people think I'm full of blah, 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 then test it out, okay? We are so willing to have anybody test it and go with it and blow it through. And I know you've done that. And that's one of the beauties of your show, Richard. Excuse me for digressing a bit, but I was impressed from you in the beginning about connecting the dots, that you saw this as a possibility, but you wanted to see for yourself. You read the, you know, I've been on other podcasts and you read, you know, various articles I've written and so forth. But then, you know, we talked and you said, can I test it? And I said, sure. And it opened up your eyes. It opened up my eyes too, because every time I hear input, it either reinforces what I have to say or think about things in a different level or how we're going to get to 5.0. Because of the pandemic, we're really at 4.0. We weren't good enough to move forward when the world suddenly consolidated. You know, they crammed 5 years into 1 week. But, you know, I am so confident, and I'm more confident that we can help. And that's what everybody's about. But you got to do it with solutions. And this is, you know, it's a crazy world out there. It's nuts, but give people solutions. Give them a tool. And by the way, I am so convinced that the small ecosystem, regardless of what interest rates go to and all that, if we have our own movement, we have our own platform, we have our own ecosystem that can control the flow of funds, dollars, pounds, whatever you call it, crypto, you know, however it is, in ideas and thoughts, we are going to take so much pain out of the system, and we're going to build a momentum that no one's ever been able to see before. And why, Richard? It's because of people like you who give me a platform for an outlet to speak. It's people like you who are curiosity. And it's hopefully for your listeners out there that whether they're in banks or financial institutions or even Swiss Re, can you imagine what if they could invite every one of their insurance agencies onto the platform, who could invite all their professionals and clients and prospects and referral partners on into this ecosystem and just move it forward in that way alone. It's just unbelievable, the thoughts. Or they, you could partner with others, or community banks get together. There are so many opportunities here that I'm just excited to see. And I want to thank you, Richard, for letting me explain what you're doing. And I appreciate you bringing me in, because I am an outsider. I am not someone who grew up in the banking and financial institution market, but I've certainly have been involved around banks and financial institutions. And there is a better way. And folks out there, if you think that there isn't, there is. And I'm happy to prove it to you. And Richard, is keep listening to this show. And I think we are all going to grow really fast together.
Brilliant. And awesome show today. And I think that was a really good summary to wrap it up. But we've been talking about a lot of different things today, folks. And I think it's important that we reflect on the main topics, which is all about making certain that in today's digital environment, you as an individual, you as a company are fully connected, not only as a group of or a group or a team, but you're fully connected to the market, the ecosystem in totality. So you as a leader can really impact that ecosystem and even that part of society by connecting the dots through platforms. Right. And, you know, if you want to reach out to David, what's the best way to touch base with you?
You know, feel free to reach out on LinkedIn, for example, and just say like the demo or connect or whatever. That's fine. Or through our either Deal Rocket, that's DEALROCKIT.com, and go to our contact page, or easily same with Startup Rocket. That's startup with an I, rocket with an IT.com, and or reach me at David@DealRocket.com. Again, that's IT.com. And feel free. As we say, we answer very quickly. And I can't wait to hear from you. And I need your help. You need our help. And your customers need all of our help. And this is one of the great ways of taking it through. So again, Richard, thank you very much for what you do and giving me the time to speak. And it's an exciting topic. And lastly, just remember, there's a lot of noise out there today. And your goal is to cut through the noise, focus, and hit on solutions like these. So some of you feel like you've been out of the chips and may not have done the investing innovation like McKinsey has pounded the table on. This is your chance to change the narrative. For your larger banks that may have had some problems out there with certain, well, we'll just leave it at that. You can change the narrative and move it from there. Just think, if you're the one that brought people out of the dark, out of the alcoves into the game, anybody can hold that against you? I doubt it. Giving people access and opportunity, no matter what level of life they're in, there's nothing like it. So think about this. If this is where you want to go or the place to be, and Richard, I can't thank you enough for being able to connect the dots. And hopefully your audience realizes this is a great place to take away content, improve their own lives and businesses at the same time. Thank you.
Brilliant, David. And I'm Richard Doherty, founder and CEO of Scale Up Consulting. And I believe no platform, no scale.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.